RNC spokesperson to Breitbart News, Mitt Romney should know better than to trash Trump. By Robert Krajicek on July 16, 2019. Mitt Romney should know better than anyone else what the media and what the Democrats do to a very decent man, said RNC national spokesperson Elizabeth Harrington in a Tuesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joe Polak. On Monday, Senator Mitt Romney's RUT framed President Donald Trump's indirect criticism of Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN politics as somehow grounded in racial and national considerations, echoing narratives pushed by CNN, MSNBC, and similarly aligned news media outlets. The president was very clear, said Harrington of Trump's aforementioned comments. It's not about gender. It's not about race. It's not about religion. It's not about creed. It's about their ideology. They're spewing a very dangerous ideology that Americans should not stand for. And I think plenty of us are very proud that this president is speaking up for this country and finally calling out the outrageous comments from this so-called socialist squad. Listen. Polak invited Harrington's comments on Democrats and the broader left's political strategy of regularly accusing Trump of racism. I think it's a sign that they have learned nothing from 2016, replied Harrington. President Trump could wake up, get out of bed, and the Democrats would call him a racist. That's what they do. That's what they've done to Republicans for decades. I love Mitt Romney coming out and very passionately denouncing our Republican president when he should know better than anyone else what the media and what the Democrats do. They accused him of the same thing, and it doesn't matter what the president tweets, they will call him a racist regardless. The president's comments were destructive, demeaning, and disunifying. The president of the United States has a unique and noble calling to unite the American people, of all different races, colors, and national origins. In that respect, the president failed badly. Mitt Romney, at Mitt Romney, July 15, 2019. People can disagree over politics and policy, but telling American citizens to go back to where they came from is over the line. Mitt Romney, at Mitt Romney, July 15, 2019. Harrington added, "This president is actually celebrating our country. He believes in our country, the freedom and prosperity, unlike we've ever seen in the history of the world." You look at the Democrats, would Mitt Romney defend the statements of Ilhan Omar? I wish he would come out so passionately against these statements from the Democratic side. Harrington continued, "You know what, Donald Trump's saying? You hate this country. You constantly tear it down. There's a booming economy going on. We've got low taxes, and we've got huge job growth. So if you don't like it, why don't you go and try your ideology out? And then it's going to fail because socialism has failed everywhere it's tried. It's caused destruction, misery, it's killed millions of people. This ideology is being espoused by mainstream Democratic candidates." Polak asked, "Why do you think it is that Mitt Romney has been relatively silent about the things that the squad has said, but when Trump responds, he is very quick on the trigger?" Harrington responded, "It's a great question. I wonder that all the time because he should know better than anyone else what the media and what the Democrats do to a very decent man. He ran for president in 2012, and he let the Democrats define him. And so again, I think it's what people, especially Republicans, it's why you see such historic support for President Trump. They appreciate this fact. He doesn't care if the media like him. He's not going to let the media and the Democrats define him. He's going to fight for America first. I wish Republicans like Mitt Romney would join us in doing that very fervently and very passionately because we need it," lamented Harrington. "It's disappointing because sometimes it feels like the president is acting alone in Washington, and it is not the country we want to be. We do not want to be a socialist country." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.